So we come to the end of Psalms 51. What lessons have you drawn? May it be that as you have gone verse by verse, these psalms that must have been written in tears by David, it will cause you to do three things. Number one, it will cause you to hate sin that distances you from the one who loves you. That you will not want to stay in sin. Secondly, that it will make you know that there is no sin which you have fallen into, which God is not willing to forgive. Forgive David the murderer, forgive David the adulterer, he forgive David the liar. Is he lied to the guy he murdered to there by giving him a note? Oh, just go talk to the commander, not knowing that the message is to get him killed. Well, he was all that, yet because of repentance, the Bible says that David was a friend of God. God can be your friend. That's the second thing you must understand, that no sin should make you want to stay away from the Lord. He's willing to welcome you back. He is a door knocking. And thirdly, and importantly, that once you have repented, you need to be in God's service. You need to take the offensive. Go to the devil's kingdom to attack him. Don't let him be fighting within your perimeter. Go witnessing. Go talking to people about God. Because you are now joyful and you know the pleasure of walking with the Lord. Let others have a